This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 354 for Monday, April 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly stronger Monday, with the largest gains in the new crop months, with values hitting new highs. Canola up 20 cents to over $11. The May contract, it's up 20 cents at $833.60 per ton. New crop November up $5.30 at $657.20 per ton. Activity was choppy, with light volumes in the front months, leading to some wide price swings through the day. Weather concerns in western Canada accounted for much of the strength in the new crop months, with dryness and cold temperatures raising early concerns over yield potential, as spring seeding will soon get underway across the prairies. Gains in Chicago soybeans provided underlying support, but soy oil was a bit softer on the day. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up 14 cents in the July contract at $14.36 per bushel. Tight old crop supplies remained a supportive influence, with both exports and the domestic crush running at a solid pace. General weakness in the U.S. dollar today was also supportive, as that softer currency makes exports more attractive for global buyers. Adjustments to the product spreads were a feature, with soy meal moving higher but soy oil mostly lower. Forecasts calling for cold temperatures and a winter storm across a large section of the U.S. Midwest over the next few days could lead to some intended corn area going into soybeans instead, and that did temper the advances to some extent. Those weather concerns gave corn a boost today, with the July contract up 7 cents at 580.5 per bushel. In addition to slowing planting, already seeded fields are also thought to be at risk of frost damage. Dryness hampering the second corn crop in Brazil added to the firm tone, as did the weaker U.S. dollar. However, while corn seedings could see some delays in the U.S., any moisture will be beneficial for crops in the long run. Wheat futures, they are mixed today. Chicago down a penny in the July contract at $6.54 per bushel, but Kansas City up 2 cents in July at $6.18 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the July contract at $6.72 per bushel. Persistent dryness concerns in Canada and the northern U.S. contributed to the firm tone in the wheat futures, with Minneapolis setting fresh contract highs in some months before backing away. Mounting tensions between Ukraine and Russia were being followed closely by wheat traders, given the possibility of disruptions to the global wheat trade. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 19th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.